Broadcasting in 10, 9, 8, 7. Susan, you don't need your bra on, it's just radio. 6, 5. Has anyone seen my thong? 4, 3. Emily, so? You're naked? Okay, who cares? 2, 1. Trolls Den Live. From the softer side of life. Music from New Age, ambient, Native American, Celtic, folk, acoustic, and soft goth. With your host, the troll himself, from Mystic Age Radio. Yeah, you might want to bring something to sit on. Trolls aren't known for their housekeeping.
All right, on the phone with us right now, I have Jenna Green, the infamous Ms. Green, who has captured all your hearts with her new CD. Ms. Green, can you tell us just a wee bit about yourself so that our listeners can get to know you a little better?
Absolutely. I am a Celtic singer-songwriter. I write mostly about mythology, Celtic mythology, and nature spirituality, which includes fairies and other magical things, the turning of the seasons. I'm also an environmentalist. That's very important to me, so that comes into my songs a lot. The name of my CD is Crossroads, and Crossroads was actually inspired by, I put my creativity away for quite a while and got into the corporate life because I thought that's what you're supposed to do with your life. And I was absolutely miserable and just needed that creative fire back in my life, and I felt like the muses were calling me back, and so that was my crossroads. And from there, a lot of changes happened. I ended up moving from the suburbs into the country, so I was completely surrounded by nature. And then I got pregnant with my daughter, and when my daughter was born, that was the final crossroads. I just decided then and there that I couldn't teach her to live her dreams if I wasn't living my dreams. So I just went absolutely gung-ho into the music world, into my own creativity, and just wrote and wrote and wrote all of these songs about magic and fairies and goddesses and gods and just all of this mythology that I loved. And just I put all of this love into my music and all of this healing and changing into my music, and that's what became Crossroads. So
now you have a MySpace place, and you also have your own personal webpage. Why don't you give us those addresses so that the people can buy these CDs? They must buy it. I tell you, you must buy it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I also go by the name Green Lady, which, you know, of course, is another name for Mother Earth. And so my website is Green Lady, which is a play on my last name, Green, with an E at the end. So it's Green, with an E at the end, Lady Music, .com, www.greenladymusic.com. I also have a MySpace, myspace.com/greenladymusic, with an E on the green, as well as Safe Space and Pagan Space and all those other spaces.
Yeah, where we're all located at.
Which is just wonderful. It's wonderful that we all, you know, we all just keep circulating and kind of crossing paths with each other, and I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, when I sent you that one message from what was it, Pagan Space? I thought it was. And I said, "What are you doing? Following me?"
I am. I'm hunting down all of you wonderful people that are supporting independent music and mythological music and magical music, because, you know, you're few and far between, so when I find you, I hang on to you.
You hear that, folks? She's stalking me. I got my own stalker.
I am.
I don't think you're going to appreciate that much.
I like furry men.
Okay. I'll go along with that. But I'm not a English troll. I'm a Norwegian troll. So, so don't insult me about the bridge or Billy Goat's Gruff or anything like that. No. That's bad.
You don't like goats?
Well, yeah, goat barbecue's great.
Oh, okay.
Now, you said you're an environmentalist. What causes have you gotten involved with?
It's more on my own, just, you know, different support groups within Rhode Island, which is where I live. Just, you know, teaching people about basic things that you can do on your own at home, you know, just recycling and composting and just very basic minor changes that you can make in your life that make a huge impact.
Coolness. I wish more people would do that. See, I have this big thing about, you know, we need to get into hydrocell vehicles. It's cheaper. I mean, in the long run, it's cheaper and it's much, much better for the environment because it leaves off oxygen instead of carbon dioxide, which, you know, we could always use more oxygen.
Right, right. It's fascinating, the resources that are out there that we just haven't grasped at.
Well, I reside in Florida, you know, the Sunshine State. And you know how many companies are actually using solar cells? None.
It's
sad.
Yep.
Okay,
we can change that.
Yes, we will change this.
We can.
At least by before 2012.
Okay.
Well, it's that infamous date that the Sumerians came up that we're all going to die. Yeah, yeah, like every other prophecy.
We're
all
going to kick it sometime, but, you know, it all comes around again, so.
Eventually.
There'll be another time.
Okay, we're going to take a break now, and we'll be right back.
There is a way I am fain to go, to the mystical land where all are young, where the silver branches have buds of snow, and every leaf is a singing tongue. It lies beyond the night and day, over shadowy hill and moorland wide. And whoso enters, casts care away, and wistful longings unsatisfied. There are sweet white women, a radiant throng, swaying like flowers in a scented wind. But between us, the veil of earth is strong, and my eyes to the alluring eyes are blind. A blossom of fire is each beauteous bird, scarlet and gold on melodious wings. And never so haunting a strain was heard from royal harp in the hall of kings. The sacred trees stand in rainbow dew, apple and ash, and the twisted thorn, quicken, and holly, and dusky yew, ancient ere ever gray time was born. The oak spreads mighty beneath the sun in a wonderful dazzle of moonlight green. Oh, would I might hasten from tasks undone and journey where no grief hath been. Were I past the mountains of opal flame, I would seek a couch of the king fern brown. And when from its seed glad slumber came, a flock of rare dreams would flutter down. But I move without in an endless fret, while somewhere beyond earth's brink, afar, forgotten of men, in a rose rim set, Evrasil shines like a beckoning star.
Thank you. But then when you get it all tensed up, and it's like, oh, man.
You know why I'm laughing, don't you? You're on the air.
No, I'm not. I am not.
Oh, yeah. Guess what, folks, we're doing the hate letters now. I'm betting 10 to 1 I get one from the ogre next after the show.
Cold-blooded, man. Dude, man, you didn't know it was that far away from each other. I mean, we should do this live or something. Dude, you better come on. Oh, my God. That was cold-blooded.
Okay, ogre.
Yeah,
like you are now. All right, ogre. Go ahead and do your hate letter, and I'll do mine.
Oh, thanks for setting it up for me, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, lordy, heart. All right. Let me see if I can get my person.
Okay. Let's get down to business. The ogre here. An ogre is not too happy with all these hate letters that somebody sent to me. How dare you speak to ogre this way? Now, hear this. This letter is sent to me now. They said to me now, why would y'all want to kill then eat a poor little sprite? Excuse me, I'm spitting. Shame on y'all. Y'all best hope that Queen of the Fairies don't see this, cause would be big trouble, and she might even turn you into a toad. That ain't too bad. Or something. Like me? Yes. Now that's what I said anyway. Now behave, and please don't eat any more little sprites. And she put, like, smile and blessings and sprite champion, like, you know, combo, you know, whatever. Either way, that's the letter, and I am outraged.
Well, you know, if she's going to turn you into a toad, you're already green, so it doesn't matter.
That's right. And right now, I am going to even get greener. Ah!
All right, let me get to my letter. Dear Mr. Troll, we do not appreciate the fact that you are going to place a living soul upon a boiling pot to make their flesh fall off their bones. If you wish to continue in this particular matter, we will have to get the ASPCA or the Fae equivalent after you and Mr. Ogre. I am sure that there will be a heavy fine and some jail time.
Cool.
Yours truly, Big Nose Martha.
Oh, she said jail time, huh? They say that's like free love.
I'm not even going there, man.
I don't want to
either. Grab the song, we're going to jail. And not good at all.
I don't wear thongs. I don't wear thongs. That's that dirty Brit, whatever his name is.
So, no more hate mail. It's all love mail. No more diss. Now, we're giving you a chance to save these things from us. If you can't, dinner time.
Or barbecue time, Texas style.
All right, we're going to get back to some of Jenna Green's music, and then we're going to let you listen to the rest of that. Yeah, she's hot, too. Mama.
Me over.
But don't let her husband hear me say that.
What? Cool.
Yeah, we can't let her husband hear us say these things. That's not good, though. He'd kill us.
I'll just grunt. I reckon. Okay.
So then cousin there. Speaking of being good, did you walk Spot today?
Hey, speaking of that, what's up with that dog, you so call it? That is not right. That dog, he acts like he's on steroids from hell.
Well, that's where I got him, was from hell.
Oh, that, wonder why he humps trees and tree branches.
All right, enough of that. We're going to go back to the music before we get real in trouble.
That's right. Bye.
Through the doorway of elder sages, cloaked in the veil, I journey circling the sacred wheel forever turning. But now I have a choice to make. At the crossroads, which path do I take? When hope is lost and faith is shaken, do I take the path less taken? All voices are calling me to what seems far beyond my reach. Take a spark of stirring me, awakened I must go on. Gazing back upon life's pages, the sands of time slip through my fingers. My vision clears, but doubt still lingers, invoking God's omnipotent might to let the wings of hope take flight. I take a step. Will they bless the choice I've made? Your voices summon me to share the songs I weep. Inspiration stirs in me, awakened I must go on. My dreams denied, myself betrayed. Time to change my destiny and finally let my soul break free. I lay a new path, I make a new
show you guys yet.
Man.
Now, is your bladder empty now?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. We want to make sure now. You're getting older. We've got to make sure of these things.
That's right. Now I've got to put some liquid before I get on the air.
Well, it's what, 5 o'clock there? 5:30?
No, it's actually 6:35.
Oh, okay. All right.
Remember, you're our head behind me.
No, I'm ahead of you.
Yeah, I'm ahead of you. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But you're... These time zones, I don't know, I understand them, but oh well.
Well, I wanted to let everybody know that we are at the Cygnus Radio chat room. That's at www.cygnusradio.com. Come visit us. We've got a lot of strange things going on. I don't know how to explain it other than for you to come check it out. And we're also going to have that giveaway shortly. In the chat room, we have Brent, who is actually Brandon, who's doing the typing for Brent.
He's 11 years old.
Yeah, he's smart for 11.
Yes, he is.
Then we have Denise and Denise 2, which happens to be, both of them happen to be Denise, who's my daughter. Then we have Julie and Chloe. I hope I'm not butchering this. Kelly? I don't know. Anyway, then we have me, and then we have Pirate Wench, and Rendell, and Ritul, and Road Rash. Everybody's here. We're having a good time. They're making fun of us, which is good, because when we go to eat the Sprite Stew, we're going to remember this. Yeah, that's it. Speaking of the Sprite Stew, we're going to go right back into the second part of this interview with Jenna Green, and then Mr. Ogre and myself will be back to explain the rules.
All right,
we're back. And we're back with Miss Green, yes, the Green Lady, who has an angelic voice. Now, there are a couple tunes in there that have really caught my attention. The one where you're using a real bluesy blues feel to it. You know which one I'm talking about?
Yes, that is Rise Up Singin'.
Yes. Now, what... I mean, this was almost 1920s blues style. What grabbed you to do that?
That was inspired by... I was up late one night, shortly after Hurricane Katrina, up with my baby at the time. She was a little one at the time, and I had just put her to bed. It was late. And I was just... watching the news, completely dumbfounded that all of this, you know, chaos and misery and horrible things were happening in our own country. And I was just watching the news, and I saw these two mothers who had just lost everything. They had lost their homes and their whole entire family, including their children, and I'm sitting there as a new mother, just my heart pouring out to them. And they were standing on the street corner, this desolate street, singing Amazing Grace. And they just became the symbol of hope to me, and the symbol of just, you know, being able to start over in that. That's amazing. That's amazing to me. And so I wrote that song for them, and it came over me, like the spirit of Louisiana came over me in that blues, because I'm not... You know, Celtic music is my love, not blues. So their spirit, I think, really, you know, came into me and took me over, and I wrote that song within 20 minutes. And I've never written anything like it.
Well, blues has its roots in Celtic music, along with bluegrass and several other, jazz especially. They're feeding, I mean, their roots go to the Celtic music, and I know several times I've gotten into disagreements before, but if you just look at the arrangements and how it's done, scientifically or mathematically, however way you want to look at it, it still comes back to our early ancestors, the Celtic Nordic traditions of music.
Right, it has a really rich history, absolutely.
Now, there's one particular one that it really wreaks havoc on me, and it's where you're singing to your daughter. about not letting the magic go.
Yep, that's now, called belief. Yep.
Now, where did, obviously this probably was something that you had thought about with your daughter, but give us a little bit more about that, because that one, that particular song has a lot of feeling behind it.
Absolutely. That was absolutely written for my daughter. Her name is Ferris, and she's 4 years old now, and just my magical child. And I wrote that for her at the same time that I wrote Crossroads, and it's very much like Crossroads in the way that I felt like I had given up on my dreams and my magic and myself, and I was so afraid of teaching her that. You know, I didn't want to teach her by my actions not to believe. So that was kind of me coming back to the magic and coming back to the fairies and coming back to nature and just, you know, the world around me and trying to teach her through that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ask her, you know, just every once in a while, random questions, like, you know, I'll say, oh, you're so smart. How did you get so smart? And just say, the fairies made me smart. You know, she'll say just little magical things like that. And I know that that's always going to stay with her if that always stays with me.
So. Well, given the bloodline, she has to be adorable.
Thank you. Oh, you're so sweet.
Now, I'm not plugging another show here, but there is another show that absolutely loves you. It's Haunting Existence Radio. It's you've talked to Marie. She's
yeah.
one of those people who had won a CD when we were giving out your CDs a couple weeks ago. She and Christy absolutely love your music.
And oh, thank you.
When I told them that I was doing an interview with you, they wanted me to say hi.
Hello.
But,
thank you for loving my CD. And I would absolutely be glad to talk with them too and do an interview with them and give them CDs and the whole thing.
That'd be great because I'm the executive producer of their particular show, and they've wanting to broaden the horizons just a little bit because, you know, they're a paranormal show, but they wanted to bring in others, you know, just so that it doesn't get stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be perfect for them.
Okay.
Especially as much as they love your music. Oh, they're constantly on me about it. And as soon as I mentioned Jennifer from Fairy Spells Creations, they're going, oh, you're going to give out more of those dolls? Because Marie won the last doll. So
okay.
they're like, you know, crazy about all of this now. Getting back to
it's
music.
It's kind of addictive.
Yes, it is. You know, the sad thing is, I think I'm the only net station that actually gives anything away. I haven't yet to find anybody else. Anyway, getting back to the music. Now, Crossroads came out, what, November?
It came out in December.
December, yep. Okay.
Yeah. And it's still, I'm an independent musician, so all of this is grassroots. It's me and my husband and some close friends just, you know, getting this out into the world. So it's been a very slow process. There are still, you know, magazines and newspapers who we need to get in touch with who don't know about us yet. So anybody who loves my CD, please spread the word because it's tough for independent musicians.
Very much so.
Yeah.
It's the reason why I got into this. I am a musician by education, I should say. I'm not really that good at it. But I could play any brass instrument you put in front of me. And the reason why I got into this was I have had some health issues, and I can't really do any physical or mental strained work until my health issues are settled. And music has always been my love. And I know several artists that have struggled, and all they need to do is just get the chance for people to hear them.
Right.
And that's
right,
why
absolutely. And for any sort of artist, connecting with your audience is so important. But we don't have, you know, big music companies, big record companies behind us to, you know, to support us touring all over the country and connecting with our audience.
Well, personally,
that's
I think
part of the journey.
Yeah, it is. Personally, I think the big labels are dinosaurs now. they're seeing their end coming, where the advent of digital media, they can't keep up, or they didn't put enough money in R&D to keep up with it. And now they're suffering for it, and they're going to end up like several companies in the United States who did not bother to look forward and see that we need more economical cars. I mean, we have two hydrocell vehicles available in the United States, which is both by Mercedes and by Toyota. Not an American company. Ford, Chrysler, Chevy, they're not doing it. Mm-hmm. They're still giving us gas hogs.
Right.
And eventually they're going to be like the dinosaur.
Right, right. Yeah, everything is changing. It's slow, but everything's changing and evolving. And you know, with the record industry, what you're starting to see happening, and I know Virgin Records was the first to do this,
mm-hmm.
is they now have a branch where they're supporting independent musicians, where they're instead of you know, the traditional giving somebody a record label, they're now supporting people, you know, getting them out distribution-wise for supporting independent musicians. So it's coming around. It is coming around, but it's really a matter of connecting with the audience, which is, you know, what I'm dying to do, just, you know, connect with my listeners face-to-face especially.
Okay, so we've got Crossroads that came out in December. What projects do you have out that you can give us a little tidbit on? What are you thinking about doing?
The other big project that I'm involved with now is sound healing and teaching people the traditions of chanting, and also my own tradition that I came up with of using affirmation and positivity and law of attraction type stuff, along with the power of voice, to manifest positive change. So my husband and I actually are both working on that together. I do the voice end of it, and he is teaching sound healing through Tibetan bowls and gongs and all of those fun toys. So we've kind of partnered up, and we're doing that. So that's one project that I'm doing. I'm also hoping to get back into the studio and to do a second CD. I have hundreds of songs that I've written now that I think my audience would love, that, you know, are more about mythology and magic and all of that good stuff. So those are the two big projects.
Well, one of my biggest problems with today's music is that it's lost its bardic tradition of telling a story.
Right.
It's either about, you know, going out and having fun, or cheating on your boyfriend, or cheating on your girlfriend, or, you know, they made the joke about country western songs. It's either it has a dog, or a train, or your mama dying, or, mm-hmm. you know. And the thing is we've lost that bardic tradition of telling stories through
right.
song. I mean,
right.
yes, with the advent of the computer and the telephone, and we have better means of communication, but back in the day, that was the way they communicated.
Mm-hmm.
And entertained themselves. We didn't have, you know, TV sets or radios back then. We sat around bonfires and told stories and sang.
Absolutely, and it's the folk musicians. That's more than anybody. It's my genre. You know, not just Celtic, but folk, more broad range folk. That, you know, that are the storytellers. You know, and they're not being heard as much because they don't have that. You know, that big umbrella to put themselves under, like the pop people do and the rock people do and
mm-hmm.
the country people do. But they're finding their way. The folk group are finding their way, and they are growing. And they're growing as the green movement grows.
Mm-hmm.
Folk music is growing right along with that. So I think we're going to see a huge amount of change very soon. And I think it's going to be really exciting for musicians and artists in general.
Okay, you said that mythology, magic, those things were pretty much your influence, but whom as a musician or an artist would you say is your greatest influence?
Oh, my greatest influence by far is Marina McKennitt. who I had the pleasure of meeting back in October. She played at Providence Performing Arts Center, and I got to speak with her after, and it was just the perfect time to meet her because I was just wrapping up Crossroads, and I had just started my own independent record label, which my CD is under. And I was able to tell her that she was my influence. This is why I did this. This is why I decided to stay independent. This is why I decided to run my own business, because of her influence. Because she's really a self-made woman all the way.
Yeah.
And just an inspiration, not only with her her talents, her vocals and her songwriting, but also, you know, the multitude of instruments that she can play, the way that she runs her business, the way that she treats her employees, just everything about her is just, you know, dead on. She's just an amazing woman.
Yes, she is. Okay. Now comes the time where I must at least listen to a riddle from the audience to see whether they can actually get one of these Faye dolls away from me. So Jenna, do you have a riddle for them to answer?
I have a riddle. It doesn't rhyme, but I have a question for you. The question to win the fairy doll would be, what is my favorite fairy?
And I'm going to give you guys a hint. If you look on the net, you'll probably find it.
It's so easy.
It's been a pleasure. I want to thank you so much for spending some time with me and with the cross.
Thank you, Troll. Thank you to everybody at Mystic Age for all your support and just for listening and spreading the word about my music. I really appreciate it.
And it's no problem. Besides, it's just me. There's nobody else here. Nobody else can stand me. Okay, I do really appreciate it.
I heard you have some little helpers out there. I heard you have some helpers.
I do. Matter of fact, a young lady, Jewel, who helps me with my website, was a very big fan of yours, and she kept harassing me to ask you so that I could play. And then I have a couple people who help me with the newsletter, but as far as the station running, it's me.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for all you do.
Well, thank you, and you have a good evening.
Thank you. You too.
Well, we're back. Did you guys hear the question? What was her favorite fae? Now, I'm giving you a hint. It is on the internet. You can find it on the internet. You can probably find it on her MySpace if you're really smart. Yeah. All right, Ogre, you ready to go over the rules?
Let's do it.
All right. Rule number one, you just did it. You heard the question. Second rule is you must write your answer in an email to contest@mysticageradio.com. All entries must be in by Saturday midnight Eastern Standard Time. On Sunday morning, those who have the right answer will be placed into a drawing, and the winner of that drawing will be announced next week. So, do you think you could do that? We could do this?
I really hope we get Sprite Stew, personally.
Yum, yum. I
mean, we've been fattening up these little wenches, you know, for what, a month now. They've been eating all our good candy.
The wenches.
Nice and fat. We should be able to, you know, at least have a wing.
I got a good idea. We use Sprite for appetizer and main course, the winches, with barbecue.
No, we don't want to eat the listeners.
Oh!
Then who's going to listen to us?
I'm talking about my winches outside.
Oh, the ones you got enslaved. Okay, that's fine.
That's right. Hey, yeah. I got that blonde one that you wanted. She nice looking. She said she wants to meet you. And I said, yes, he wants to eat you.
Alrighty then. Alright, folks, we're going to get back into...
Oh, I am a pirate.
you're an ogre pirate now?
Yes. I must have a sword.
I thought
now.
You were a Texan ogre.
No, that's not me. That's that wimpy Brent.
Oh, okay. All right, we're going to get back to the music, and then who knows? It's all up in the air. We got an hour and 5 minutes to fill. So,
wow.
We're going to get that's right scary. Back to the music.
Speak of the truth, nature's alchemist.
Come on, kitten. What did I do now?
I can't believe you forgot our anniversary again.
What anniversary this time?
Oh, my God. I can't believe you forgot about our first kiss.
Oh, kitten, I'm sorry. Is there anything I could do to make it up to you?
Well, there is something I've been wanting from Mistress Marie's Gothic shops. Here, I'll show you. That.
Okay, let's go ahead and order it for you now. What are these logos?
Mistress Marie helps support Mystic Age Radio, Haunting Existence Radio, Celestial Paranormal Research and Investigation, Southern New England Paranormal, and Women's International Study of the Paranormal Conference with each sale.
Cool. What's the web address, just in case I forget another anniversary?
It's www.cafepress.com/mistress-slave. All one word.
Pounding in my head, not knowing exactly what I fear, but feeling its dread. Dogma shouts behind me as I feel the shackles break. My destiny is now mine to make. Still fighting battles in my head of a past that's so long gone. Through pain and perseverance, my freedom has been won. What enchantment now pulls me here into this haunting place? With ancient stones I stand face to face. Lady Moon, soul of silver, the magic flows and walks me through the night, summoning me, setting me free, rekindling distant memories. Falls over me, surrounded and completed by a starry autumn breeze. I hear the ancients welcome, friends and guides all, then silence as they wait for my call. From my old book that the gates would open to me, but as I walk along this night, my own song I now weep. The gates already open to let me walk between. The magic is with me if I just believe.
I need to find acceptance.
aren't you guys so happy that we're back? Yes, we're going to mess with your heads just a little bit more. But before we do that, we're actually going to switch into semi-straight, serious. Maybe. I haven't decided yet. Anyway, as you all know, today is Brett's birthday. And he's also one of the artists that we play here on Mystic Age Radio. And since we have him here live, I figured I'd ask him a few questions just so that you people can get an idea of what he's about. Now, as you know, he is from Texas. He is a cowboy, not a redneck. Now, Mr. Scott, please differentiate the difference between a redneck and a cowboy.
Well, I guess the best way I could explain it, it's a derogatory remark. It's pretty much, you know, if I guess the best way to say it is like, you know, how the black people don't like the N-word. It's the same thing around here because a redneck is a wife-beating, you know, alcohol-abusing, very ignorant, very abrupt, rude person without manners, basically uneducated, not necessarily living in trailer parks, but just that's, you know, we find them a lot. But it's just a very, very low-life person. And a lot of people outside of Texas, you know, up there more of the northern states don't understand that. And I have been known to deck a couple of few at some of these country bars because they have their bars that they hang out and we have ours. And us cowboys, we just like to dance and have a good time and everything. And with me, I'm more of a modern cowboy. I'm not just into, you know, country music stuff. And I like to do other stuff. And I don't drink beer. I drink, you know, basically your variety of vodkas and your tequilas and your rums and stuff like that. So, but these people like drink the cheapest of the beers and everything's cheap to them. Life. So basically, that's what a redneck is.
Okay. My daughter sent me a message. Says you can't hear us over the music. There's no music playing right at the moment. Or is it? I'm waiting for a response, but I don't know. Anything.
Interesting.
Speaking of music, you have had, what, two or three new pieces just come out within the last 3 weeks.
Right.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about those two particular pieces? Soundrome is one, and I forget what the other one's called.
Soundrome is the album. That's the album. Let's see. I think what is it? Escape. Basically, the song Escape is with me. It's basically when I write music. When I sit down to write, you know, the tunes and everything, I really don't know what's going to come up. I just basically just, you know, it's like putting a puzzle together, not knowing what the picture is. And from midway, I kind of get an idea where I'm going, and after I'm finished, I go back and tweak it. But like with Escape, it was mainly something I wanted to kind of, it's basically letting go of the past and letting go of all of the hardships and the pains and stuff. And when you do that, you actually, you know, become light and you become peace within yourself. And I just wanted to kind of put that in the music. And basically with my wife and everything, she's always been telling me, you know, you need to let go of the past. And I guess for her, I wanted her to, you know, symbolize that, you know, by putting into this music that, you know, I have and I am. And, you know, and I can't remember, which is the other song? Was it Soundscape?
I think it's one of Soundscape, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was just more experimenting with just, you know, with the sounds and trying to come up with something new. I'm always trying to do something fresh. I try to, you know, not to stay in the cookie cutter kind of music, you know, which is fine with other artists, but with me, I get really bored. So, you know, my music is always evolving. Sometimes it gets edgy. Sometimes it gets way out there. Sometimes, you know, it's traditional. It just depends on what mood I am, and it can change from day to day. And some of it can be really dark, you know, it just depends on, you know, what I'm feeling at the time. Now, if I try to, you know, come up with a plan, a battle plan on my songs and contrived it. It just seems like it just chokes up and it doesn't go anywhere. So basically, like I say, I just stick my heads up in the clouds and let the music flow into one ear and see what happens.
Okay, I got confirmation that they can actually hear us now.
That's good.
Mystic Age Project. I wanted you to explain this collaborative effort that you're involved with.
Okay, that's a good one. Okay, Luigi and Enrico, I hope I said that. They're my two Italian friends that I've met on MySpace page. And it was kind of funny how it started. Luigi had contacted me through a posting that I had posted on MySpace. He asked me if I would be interested in joining Mystic Age Project, which I had no idea what that meant. And after I went and checked out their music and everything like that, and I still didn't get it. I thought basically what it was is that we just all put his music and the other guy's music and my music together. And one day he told me, no, that we actually, this is how we do it. I'll work on a piece of music. We'll send it to Enrico, and then he'll send it to you, and you put your little signature on it, and then we just keep going back and forth until it's done. And the cool thing about it is that they don't tell you how they want it constructed. It's up to you. And so far, they hadn't had any complaints with what I put down. And it's definitely different than what I'm used to doing, because I've had experiences in the past, you know, back in the 80s when I used to, you know, play with rock bands and stuff. And, you know, working with people has been really hard for me because just the creative differences and trying to be serious about it, you know. But these guys are very professional. And I think it's amazing that today's technology that we have with the internet that, you know, used to be before when, you know, across the ocean, you know, just to make a phone call was, you know, it was pretty expensive and hard to do. And now we can communicate in real time with video chatting or even instant messaging. And, you know, it's just like if someone's down the street, basically. And to be able to do this, it's you know, it opens the world up to a new concept of creativity. And I think that there's a lot more to Mystic Age than just that. That's just scratching the surface. But if they want to really want to know more about Mystic Age Project, go to our site and check it out. That's on my friends list, and you know, it's something that it's going to grow, and we're really going to start kicking it off. We've got two songs in the making right now, and we're going to be featuring on Mystic Age Radio. So the world attack starts through Mystic Age Radio.
Goodness. The reason why I wanted to bring up Mystic Age Project was because I remember like 3 or 4 years ago where somebody, 60 Minutes actually did a special on how artists were actually doing collaborations half a world apart by just using the internet, where, say for instance, you did a track and then you sent it to Luigi and he did a track and then he sent it to Enrico and he did a track, and by the time you all were done, you actually had a complete piece composed. And I thought that was really interesting. That's one of the reasons why I never furthered my music career. I did study music both in college and in high school. Then I figured the advent of the synthesizer just basically made me obsolete because I'm a horn player.
Goodness gracious.
Okay, we need to get back to some more music here while I go test out that email, because people are complaining that they're getting bounce backs. And guess what? A certain friend of yours is going to start us off here. We're going to get right back.
Hello again. This is Ogre. I have some really good news for you guys out there in Troll Land. Troll says if I am a good ogre and watch his new big dog, that I can be on Troll's Den Live. That's right, from 7 to 9, he will put up with me, he said, and I can get rambunctious. So he said, only if I walk his dog, kick up all the poop. I can be on tour again on Wednesday nights from 7 to 9. So, hey, man, get off of me. Hey, down, boy, down. Down, boy, down. Bro, are you sure this is a dog?
Oh.
Recognize I've seen chaos and pain and dying. I know I'm gonna rise. I'm gonna rise. I'm gonna rise up, sing.
aren't you lucky? You get to spend your Wednesday night not only with me, but Ogre, Brent, Alan, Scott. Aren't you guys just lucky?
I think I am. I don't know.
So what do you think of the experience of the Troll's Den?
Who, me?
Yeah, you. Who else would I be talking to?
Oh, okay, okay. Well, Troll's Den. Well, it's a little damp in here, and the acoustics are pretty good. But I really want to ask you about this dog that you've got. I swear, this dog
Spot.
Is like cross Spot. Yeah, he must be really crossbred with a freaking demon because man, that dog he leaves big piles. That they're on fire when they come out, and Ogre's been complaining that every time he picks it up with that little scooper, it melts right through. I told him to use those, you know, a real shovel, but he says that, you know, it's not fashionable, but, you know, what's up with that?
Well, the thing is because all these hate mail that I've been getting, I figured that I needed the protection, so I got a hellhound.
Well, I definitely think you got one. Because Ogre told me, he said that is one hell of a dog, and I guess he meant it.
Well, as long as he's picking up the poo, that's just all that matters.
Well, I'm not going to do it. I'll try to clean up enough horse puckies to last a lifetime, believe me, brother.
Oh.
But this has been a great experience.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just saying, this has been a great experience, and you know, especially on my birthday, when you asked me to co-host with you, I didn't put the date on there, and then it was like a couple days ago, you know, my wife said, well, that's on your birthday, and I just thought, wow, that's how ironic, and I think that's really cool that, you know, you invited me, and I definitely appreciate it.
But I think we need a happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, buddy.
Happy birthday, dear Brent. Happy birthday to you.
See what you get to look forward to in 2 years?
Oh, man. I like to say, let's break out the box, yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, while we're doing that, let's let the folks listen to a little bit more music. Here we go.
to your world. Dear child,
child, don't grow too fast. Make childhood moments last and last. Treasure each flower, cherish each day. Remember to laugh, your cares away. Keep your
actually taking a sneak peek at the answers, and Ogre, it looks like we're not going to have Sprite Stew.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
They actually got some of the answers right. Well, anyway, you guys wasted another Wednesday night with me and the Ogre. And we do appreciate it. Brett, I want to thank you for spending some time with us. And hopefully we'll get back with you next week and do the same thing all over again.
That's great. And I want to thank everybody for the birthday shout-outs. It's been awesome. You guys are great. And y'all just keep rocking out there in internet land, and we'll keep rocking here.
Well, folks, if you're sticking with the Mystic Age Radio, we'll go back to our normal programming. And if you're with Cygnus Radio, you get DJ G-Gon. You don't have to go home, but you gotta get out of here. Y'all have good evening now.
Laters.